Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's New, NordicUSA.com. Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. David Pecker will be on the witness stand when Donald Trump's New York hush money trial resumes tomorrow morning. The former publisher of the National Enquirer was the first witness called by the prosecution.
The three key witnesses in this case are an adult film star, a lawyer who has literally served jail time for lying under oath, and the top executive at the National Enquirer. I mean, this is hardly a shining moment for American democracy.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. President Biden focused on solar energy and climate-focused jobs at an Earth Day event in Virginia. The Supreme Court weighed whether it's legal to arrest or fine homeless people who sleep outside when there's available shelter space where they are. Stocks closed higher, the Dow up more than 250 points. This is ABC News. If Arizona's near-total abortion ban goes into effect in the coming days, California may open its doors to Arizona's abortion doctors.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he is pursuing emergency legislation that would allow Arizona doctors to practice reproductive care inside of California. Newsom says California has seen demand for reproductive care climb by 17% since Roe v. Wade was rolled back. California has made itself a safe haven for those seeking abortion care. The emergency law, he mentions, would expedite approval for Arizona healthcare workers to perform abortions in California. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Artificial intelligence is allowing some museum visitors to speak to Spanish artist Salvador Dali. A new installation titled Ask Dali at the Dali Museum in St. Petersburg, Florida, is based on Dali's famous lobster phone sculpture. Visitors can pick up the phone, ask a question, and hear the artist's response. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt 4 parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A brief shower this evening, otherwise clearing tonight and a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, clouds return, the wind is back up, some showers in the afternoon, highs near 60. Clears back out tomorrow night, cold with maybe some frost and lows in the upper 20s. Sunny in upper 50s on Wednesday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 66.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. In Milwaukee, the driver of a speeding car that ran a red light and slammed into a Milwaukee County Transit bus late Thursday night was dead at the scene. Two passengers in the vehicle seriously injured, the bus driver hospitalized, two bus passengers also required treatment. Vice President Kamala Harris back in Wisconsin next week. She'll be in La Crosse Monday. President Joe Biden's campaign says the VP will address abortion rights and the economy and health care at two separate events. The U.S. House is set to vote on foreign aid bills for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan on Saturday. Individual members of Wisconsin's House delegation are expected to support some of those measures and oppose others. Things are starting to dry out a bit, but wildfire danger remains moderate in all 72 Wisconsin counties following recent rainfall. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Bowerville Tire and Service Durand and Mall Drive Eau Claire. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. One person is dead after a two-vehicle accident near Pigeon Falls Friday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, a vehicle was traveling southbound on Highway 53, crossed the center line, and hit a northbound vehicle. The driver of the southbound vehicle died at the scene, and the driver and passenger of the northbound vehicle were taken to Tri-County Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Residents of Zumbrota will have one less place to cool off this summer. That city announced Friday it would close the municipal pool due to safety concerns. The social media post did not detail the concerns, but said the closure was meant to ensure the well-being of the community. The city is hoping to build a new pool with a levy for the project coming up for a vote in August. The vice president is in Western Wisconsin today. Vice President Kamala Harris will be making a stop in La Crosse. She will once again be talking about abortion. This is Harris's third visit to Wisconsin this year alone. It's another sign as to just how critical Wisconsin is in this fall's race for the White House. Fair season could see a number of multi-time winners across Wisconsin this year. Governor Evers Friday signed a new law that allows people to show their animals, pies, or crafts at multiple county fairs. Up until now, winners could only show their blue ribbon winners once. Fair managers say that limits the number of competitors and takes away opportunities, particularly from young people. The new law also includes a funding boost to make sure that local fairs can cover the cost of all of their competitions. An artificial intelligence application developed at Mayo Clinic is about to be sold nationwide in smart stethoscopes. The algorithm detects a condition called low ejection fraction, which can often be an indicator of heart failure. The Mayo Clinic has been using the algorithm during heart examinations over the last 3 years, and the FDA recently approved the application for use in stethoscopes. The cardiologist who co-invented the algorithm says low ejection fraction is a dangerous condition that can lead to sudden death. He thinks the AI could have a big impact on early detection and treatment, since using a stethoscope is non-invasive and a standard practice for most doctors. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Three people were injured in a single vehicle accident in Menominee Township Saturday night. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, the vehicle was southbound on Highway K when the driver lost control on the crest of a hill, entered the west ditch, and struck a tree. One person was ejected from the vehicle, and the other two were trapped and needed to be extricated by Menominee firefighters. All three were taken to the hospital. Alcohol and speed appear to be factors in the accident. An Alma man who died when his vehicle ended up in the Zumbro River on March 28th had a heart attack just before the accident. According to the Wabasha County Sheriff's Department, 62-year-old James Steiner was driving on North County Road 11 when he had a heart attack and his truck veered off the road, flipped over, and ended up submerged in the river. Steiner was pronounced dead at the scene. A Zumbro Falls woman made her first court appearance in Wabasha County Court Friday after she allegedly walked into a Lake City home and threatened the people inside before taking money from them. According to authorities, 41-year-old Polly Calhoun allegedly came into the home through the porch area wearing a ski mask. While one victim was sitting at the dinner table and the other was watching television in the living room, upon entering, Calhoun allegedly told the victims, quote, "You should really lock your doors," unquote, and demanded that the victims give her money and credit and debit card information. The couple ended up giving Calhoun $400 in cash. They were able to lock her out of the house when she went on to the patio. Wabasha County Sheriff's deputies arrested Calhoun after a search of her home. She's now charged with first-degree burglary with a dangerous weapon. Eau Claire police say a missing 16-year-old has been found. Officers say they found Colin Robidek on Friday night. He had went missing last week after riding his bike away from his home. No one is saying just where he went, but police say he was found safe and sound. The state of Wisconsin's debt is the lowest it's been in 25 years. The new 2023 report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum says state reserves are now at the highest levels on record, peaking at $6.7 billion last June. The WPF also says the state is in a good place to pay short-term bills, and the jobless fund balance has recovered. The report says, despite these improvements, the state transportation fund borrowing is continuing to be a concern. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at WWT.net.
A cat that was stuck in a tree for 2 days after storms was finally rescued by a local company. Harvey's Tree Care saved the soaking wet cat in Chippewa Falls. The company used a cherry picker to lift someone high enough to reach the cat. The cat is currently being cared for at the Humane Society. You're listening to WRDN News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Jordan witnesses Reddick victory firsthand. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Looking for motorsports coverage you can't find anywhere else? Look no further than the Motor Racing Network's lineup of weekly podcasts. NASCAR news and interviews on NASCAR Live and NASCAR Live Wide Open. NASCAR Cup Series Insight on Crew Call. NASCAR grassroots racing news and talk on NASCAR Coast to Coast. And Sprint Car Talk on Wing Nation. All these and more available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Michael Jordan finally watched his 2311 racing team reign victorious Sunday at Talladega Super Speedway. A seeming curse was lifted when Tyler Reddick avoided the race's last lap chaos to win before the NBA great for the first time since becoming a NASCAR Cup Series team owner in 2022.
He's come to a few races, and unfortunately, even as good as the days have looked, they've not ended in victory lane. So to win a race like that, be up front as much as we were at the end, and it looked like he was slipping away, and then we get it back, man, it's an unreal feeling. So to have him here to experience victory lane for the first time is really special.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker-looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The NFL draft kicks off in 3 days. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It is an exciting time for teams who look to add to their talent base. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst meeting with reporters today.
The opportunity to make your football team better is always exciting. And this is an exciting time of year. We got our players back in the building, you know, last week, and the energy just, you know, ramps up tremendously when those guys are in the building, and particularly our group that just really likes to be around each other. So it's just an exciting time, probably for all 32 teams, but certainly for us.
More NFL news. The NFL Network reporting that the Jets are trading former number 2 overall pick Zach Wilson to Denver. The Jets will receive a 6th-round pick in this week's draft in return. The Broncos also get a 7th-rounder. After 15 seasons, 4 Pro Bowls, and an MVP award, former Atlanta quarterback and Indianapolis Colt Matt Ryan announcing his retirement today. In baseball, the Brewers send Joe Ross to the mound in Pittsburgh tonight in the first of a 4-game set with the Pirates. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week confirmed chronic wasting disease for the first time in a wild deer in east central Wisconsin's Washara County. The agency says baiting and feeding bans will be renewed, and it will schedule a public meeting about the find. Specific details when we return, but first, welcome back.
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
The Wisconsin DNR says it has the first positive test result for chronic wasting disease in a wild deer in Washara County. The whitetail was found dead in early February in the town of Wautoma and is within 10 miles of the Marquette and Portage County borders. The deer was a 3-year-old buck and the first confirmed wild CWD-positive deer detected in Washara County. As a result of the find, Washara County will renew its baiting and feeding bans already in place. Marquette and Portage counties currently have 3-year baiting and feeding bans in place from positive detections within their counties, so this latest find will not impact their status. The DNR and the Washara County Deer Advisory Council plan to host a public meeting on the discovery, though they haven't yet announced a specific date. Watch for details on that event at the DNR's hearings and meetings calendar at dnr.wisconsin.gov. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A brief shower this evening, otherwise clearing tonight and a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, clouds return, the wind is back up, some showers in the afternoon, highs near 60. Clears back out tomorrow night, cold with maybe some frost and lows in the upper 20s. Sunny and upper 50s on Wednesday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 66.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Boy, I tell you, nothing gives you a good feel than when you see a lot of green on the screen to start out a week of trade. We're going to dive into what's going on in this market. What's the push behind all this green? And I'm sure many are wondering, is that negative rate behind it? Because, you know, that Monday pattern seems to be the one we've seen on and off the past couple of weeks. We're going to find out all that's happening today with Darren Fry. Darren is with Water Street Advisors. And I think to start out, let's just give me your overall overall feel and maybe the fuel that is behind what we see in this market today, because it opened and it just continued to stay solid green.
Yeah, it sure did. You know, it started last week when we had the attack that Israel made on parts of Syria, part of Iran, and of course all the markets ran up Thursday night into Friday. And then most of those markets, like gold and crude oil, we saw them reverse hard off those overnight highs. Grains reversed hard as well, but then later in the trade on Friday, they came back. They had decent closes with some good daily reversals across the board in corn, soybeans, and wheat. And then we saw follow through today to the upside. I think this was just fun short covering. I think maybe a little bit of concern around a little bit more rain in our forecast, maybe delaying spring planting a little bit in the central eastern part of the Corn Belt, maybe a little drier forecast in parts of Safrina. And of course, the wheat is being affected by the dryness in southern Russia, eastern Ukraine. There's concern on Russia's crop. Anything below 88 million metric tons would be pretty friendly to the world balance sheets. And obviously, our price discovery of wheat is usually Black Sea. They control that, and that would put all wheat prices higher. And so I think between those different fundamental inputs and the funds being super short, adding their positions late last week, we saw them be a little uncomfortable, and it featured short covering once again today.
So what about this wheat market? I mean, I know they're not the only one out there, but the fact that they, Kansas City, really got off to a good start, can we keep it going for them? And what do you see as some other influences that could be some factors weighing in, not only just for Kansas City, but the other two as well?
Well, you know, we could keep the wheat going as well as the corn and soybeans higher, but I think what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to clear certain areas. And that first area to close above, like in Kansas City, if you're looking at the May contract, for example, I know that's old crop, but this swing high that took place back on the 12th of March is a 605 and a quarter, and then another one back on the 7th of February at 622 and a half. We got to get above those on a closing basis. We pierced the first one today, but then closed below it. Same thing on Chicago. We need to get over certain highs here, and those certain highs in Chicago are going to be on those same dates. But you're going to be looking up into this really 575 area. Again, we pierced that, but closed below it. And then really we got to clear 603 on a closing basis in the May Chicago. And I think it's about, you know, how big is that Russian crop going to be? They need to get rain. They need immediate turnaround. We need to see more rain in our western and southern plains. We know they've been on the dry side, and that's what's bolstered certainly the price action here in the Kansas City class. As far as Chicago, I think we just have a pretty tight, you know, ending stocks. I think we're going to have a good soft red winter wheat crop above trend, but we have really pulled down inventories on that class of wheat, and I think that's what has that wheat moving higher. So that's kind of how you see the wheat classes going.
But then how much of the weather is going to factor in for this wheat? As they talked about that chance of more rains moving through Oklahoma, Texas, moving up into Kansas, even though parts of Kansas and Nebraska have horrific winds today.
Yeah, I mean, if we get more moisture in some of those areas that have been a concern with the forecast, I mean, that could send wheat back down, you know, until we clear some of these hurdles that I just went over. You have to say, hey, Friday and today were good days. I mean, anytime you can have double-digit gains in wheat or soybeans or high single-digit gains in corn, that's good. But we still have not cleared the certain critical resistance areas we need to say, yeah, you can lock in a low, up, and away we go.
So, Darren, how much of this are we chasing the headlines in these markets for grains?
You know, I don't know if grains are chasing the headlines quite as much anymore. Before, I would say every headline's been sold, and we're still seeing that to some degree in things like crude oil, for example. But if you look at what happened on Friday when the information came out with Israel and what was happening with their bombing attacks on Syria and Iran, and everything then was faded, right? So you sold crude. Crude backed off $4 a barrel. Gold backed off $50, $60, $70 an ounce. And so we saw everything come back. But the grains held on. They started moving higher. And I think that's saying they're starting to divorce themselves from some of those headlines and starting to trade their own fundamentals, such as a little later planting window. Here in the U.S., Argentina's got that stunt disease in their corn affecting the later planted. We know Safrina has had okay rains up north, Goiás, Mato Grosso. But Paraná, Mato Grosso do Sul, a lot of problems there, and now the monsoon is shutting off. So I think fundamentally we're starting to break away from some of those headline markets.
And you talk about Argentina, and I know that I saw some numbers that were shared this morning. I mean, any sort of loss for those guys can be detrimental, but could possibly, Tehran, be a benefit for us?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think whatever we end up with down there, both in soybeans and corn, will depend on how much export business we see in our September to January timeframe for soybeans, but also our window here up until June, July when Safrina comes available, and then, of course, in our fall again. It will depend on how big those crops are. And you have Argentina and Brazil that combined together could swing 10, 15 million metric tons to the downside. And so that's a big deal, giving us export opportunities in our U.S. corn market. So that's a big deal for both soybeans and corn when you think about it.
All right, well, stick around, folks. More is coming up as we get ready here for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. We'll continue to look at some livestock factors and then talk about what was the bounce that we saw in this livestock. Stick around. More is coming up. Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with the full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we continue our conversation with Darren Fry with Water Street Advisors and continue talking about this grain perspective. Let's look at the soybeans. Are we seeing a lot more technical in nature trade on these guys right now?
Well, you know, I think we are. You know, there's still this consternation around how big the Brazilian crop is, and that's still got a lot of disparity between CONAB and between USDA. Even all the privates are arguing about, is it 145, is it 160, where is it? But we had an awful deep correction that ended last Friday on the lows down there at about 1145, and it really got pretty deep from the low that we saw back at the end of February at 1140 versus July bean. So within a nickel of making a new low. And now we've rallied pretty good, recovering off of Friday's lows and then again today. And so again, the funds on Friday on the Commitment of Traders report, they were just a few thousand contracts from bringing a record short again. And when you think the time of year is the middle to the end of April here, with all the risk coming up with the planting window and then what the early crop and what stands will be established, I mean, you got to look at that and say, hey, the funds really have to have a lot of courage and moxie to keep that big of a short position. So I think technically we saw this line cross that line. Maybe the funds were a little uncomfortable given what's going on, and they've covered some, and we've seen beans rally nicely off the lows from last Friday.
Do we see any surprises in this afternoon's crop progress report, or will you just be pretty decent kind of at that steady planting pace we're used to?
Yeah, I think so. I'm looking for the national average to be around 10% on corn, probably 7% on soybeans. I know we've made a lot of progress in Illinois here. Probably 15 to 20% of the beans are in the ground in the state of Illinois would be my guess. I know further east they've had a lot of rain and they haven't gotten as much done. But boy, some of our guys, especially south of Peoria here, really put a lot of soybeans in the ground. Now they're starting to plant corn as well at a pretty good pace. So we're going to be having a window here up until like Wednesday, Thursday, and then we're going to turn to more rain showers and end up into the weekend being pretty stormy. So guys are just trying to get as much done as possible here in these good days.
All right, switch gears. Let's talk about this cattle market. And obviously, the cattle on feed report had a lot of influence in what we saw today.
Yeah, it did. I mean, total on feed, obviously 1% less than the estimation. Placements were down about 5%. Markings were a little bit poor, a little bit low, 2% under the trade guess. And that's just because we had a couple less days to sell cattle. But, you know, overall, it was friendly, and the market probably was oversold given where the cash is. The cash, you know, going home last week was not that bad, and you have a pretty big discount, you know, when you look out at the Junes, but even the Aprils were discount going home last week. And so with that bullish cattle on feed report, you saw the market want to rebound here today, and rebound it did. So very good action, and I would look for more of that as we get into the mid part of the week.
So, Darren, do you think HPAI has kind of run its course in the market trade at this point?
I do. I'm not hearing a lot about it and just kind of dwindled away. And I think a lot of people realize that it maybe wasn't as big a news as it turned out, or it wasn't as big a news when it happened. It's turned out to be less impactful. But it did get the funds to liquidate. It allowed the packers to slow down shackle speed, try to break the cash, try to make weights heavier, and all that seemed to happen. But I think now as we enter this strong demand seasonally, the packers will have to get more aggressive. They're going to have less cattle to come after, and I do think that we will see a bigger rally here in both the fats and the feeders as we enter the end of April into the beginning of May.
So what's your takeaway on this hog complex?
I like hogs for hire. You know, I think fundamentally they're in a little different place than the cattle. We keep talking about the larger numbers, but we're not killing as many as what those quarterly hog and pig reports have said. Export demand is good on the pork side, not so good on the beef side. But we do have these margins starting to come back in both for the packers. And if you take a look at the seasonal into June for hog, I still think we have upside here. We have incomplete wave patterns, and technically I'm looking up in both markets at least for the next couple weeks here.
All right, as you look, and obviously we're on a Monday trade that's wrapped up, what are you going to watch out for this week?
I think I want to see follow through on the meats, obviously, especially cattle after Friday's report. And, of course, I'm looking to see what the funds do as we enter the middle of the week. If they keep short covering, we're going to get both the corn and the soybeans and additionally the wheat above these critical resistance areas. If we stop here and the funds come in and start selling again, there's no question about it, especially if we see improved weather ahead. For any of these areas that are of a concern, whether you talk overseas or whether you talk here, then we're going to go right back down to the lows and probably make new lows into June.
All right. What's the best way for folks to reach you, Darren?
Well, they can always look me up on Twitter. I'm at Frye, F-R-Y-E underscore W-S-S, or call us here at our office in Peoria at 866-249-2528.
All right. That has been today's Channel Final Bell, being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. Last Friday's cattle on feed report, released after the markets closed for the day, showed a much bigger drop in feedlot placements than analysts were anticipating. I'll have more after this.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the One Parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the One Parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the One Parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. Tune in to our latest episode where we discuss where farmers can find affordable health coverage plans for themselves and their families.
There's often a huge barrier in terms of access and affordability for healthcare. And a lot of times, one of the spouses needs to have off-farm employment just to be able to access that employer healthcare.
Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Following the USDA's recent announcement that they will not be providing the annual mid-year cattle inventory report in July, cattle market analysts have told me they'll be placing more weight on the monthly cattle on feed reports to track the changing size of the U.S. beef herd. And last Friday's report provided plenty to think about. Across all categories, the USDA reported tighter cattle supplies than expected. For total on-feed numbers, 11.8 million head were reported, which was about 180,000 head more than last April's report, but it was slightly fewer than analysts were anticipating. Heifers and heifer calves on feed were still 1% higher than last year, an indication that ranchers are not yet in herd rebuilding mode. There were indications, however, of improving feedlot conditions. It was reported that Oklahoma yards were 27% more full this year than at this time last year, a sign that feed costs in the middle of the country are moderating somewhat. The placement figures were closely watched on this report. Analysts had been anticipating a decline in cattle placed in feedlots as the number of calves in the countryside continues to decline. This month, placements came in at 88% of year-ago levels, well below what analysts had expected. Calves moving into the feedlots this time of year would likely be headed for harvest in late summertime, early fall, so these tighter figures should be supportive of the deferred contracts. However, it wasn't all sunshine in the report, as the marketing's figure, or the record of cattle sold for processing, was also lower than analysts were expecting. Industry players expected to see marketings at around 89% of year-ago levels, but the final number was a more disappointing 86%. The concern over a slowdown in marketings is driven by the seasonality in cattle production. As summer weather sets in, show lists of available cattle will start to grow, and if marketings are consistently below placements, that's how backups in the feedlot get started. I'll have more from the report when we come back.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
In last Friday's Cattle on Feed report, some cattle-producing states reported big swings in inventory. South Dakota feedlots, for example, have nearly 14% more head on feed than this time last year, while those lots in Washington state were only 96% full, again compared to 1 year ago. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We've got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs,
4x4s, escapes, edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A brief shower this evening, otherwise clearing tonight and a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, clouds return, the wind is back up, some showers in the afternoon, highs near 60. Clears back out tomorrow night, cold with maybe some frost and lows in the upper 20s. Sunny in upper 50s on Wednesday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 63 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Two young people without a thing, say some vows and spread their wings, and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style, she just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time, without somebody nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing, side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore, she can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time, without somebody nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Living on love, buying on time, without somebody nothing ain't worth a dime. It's like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. But it sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much, you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
On that lipstick, shimmy shaking right into them cutoffs, baby. Oh, yeah,
You're getting off work, cashing out that paycheck. Gotta change that shirt and pick that girl up on her front step. Here she comes now, looking so fine. You've been waiting on this night for such a long, long time. She slides in and you roll down Main Street. You turn right when that red light turns green. Sun sets, now you're halfway to heaven. She picks a song, you turn it up to 11. You say, do you want her? And she says, hell yeah. So you hit the party, all your buddies are jealous. Someday you'll be looking back on your life at the memories. This is gonna be one of those nights. Crowded backyard, everybody's laughing. Kind of party next week, you'll say I was there when it happened. Coming up on midnight, about time to get gone. And then the DJ starts to play her favorite song. You slow dance for 3 minutes or so. And then she whispers, baby, let's go. And when she slides in and she gives you the green light, you hold off till you turn on the headlights. And someday when you're looking back on your life at the memories, this is gonna be one of those. You hold her close and you'll never forget how her heartbeat feels. No, you never will. Cause someday when you're looking back on your life at the memories, this is gonna be one of those nights. Yeah, one of those nights.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I was gonna keep it real, like chill, like only have a drink or two. But it turned into a party when I started talking to you. Now you're standing in the neon, looking like a high I wanna be on. Baby, it's your call, no pressure at all. You don't have to throw on back your pretty pink lemonade shooter and lean a little closer. Keep on smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy Benz seat and do a little bit of country song hanging on. You don't have to keep me falling like this, but it sure be cool if you did. You can't shoot me down, cause you've already knocked me dead. Got me falling apart with my heart talking out of my head. Let your mind take a little back road, just as far as you wanna go. Baby, I'll do whatever you wanna do. You don't have to
Now you're standing in the neon, looking like a high I wanna be on. You don't have to throw back your pretty pink lemonade shooter and lean a little closer. You don't have to keep on smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy Benz seat and do a little bit of country song. Hanging on, you don't have to keep me falling like this, but it sure be.
Event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Pour me another drink, 'cause I don't wanna feel a thing no more. Hell no, I just wanna sip it till the pain wears off. Pour me another round, line them up and knock them down to. Never heard like this before. Don't wanna think about her, or wear a ring without her. Don't wanna hit the karaoke bar, can't sing without her. So make them drinks strong, 'cause brother, she's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, 'cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now.
bartender hit me again. Don't wanna think about